Message number 1085. Every effort will be made by man of science to disprove the existence of God over the next 2 years. Saturday, March 29, 2014 at 14:30. My dearly beloved daughter, every effort will be made by man of science to disprove the existence of God over the next 2 years. They will falsely claim that man can sustain life on other planets apart from Earth. Earth is the only living part of the universe created by God for His children. But that is not the only reason that these claims will be made to prove that God does not exist. They will proclaim man's greatness, his intelligence, and his advances in science to dispel the notion that man was created by God. The greatest insult will be when they declare that man was created by a miracle of science. They will go to great lengths to prove that man is invincible, and yet they will have no answer as to what happens after physical death of the body takes place, which every man has to face. This part will be ignored by those who lie and who deny God. They will ridicule anyone who declares a belief in the existence of heaven or in their true Creator God the Most High. And all during these public declarations against the truth, not one word will be uttered by those who claim to lead my church. In the final days, religion will become a pagan concept when adulation of the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars will become the substitutes when they pay homage to God. Most of the world will turn to paganism and bring death to their souls. Despite every intervention by my Father, they will turn the other way. This is why my Father promised the world the Book of Truth, the unraveling of the Book of Revelation, to save your sorry souls. Man is stubborn. Man is proud, vain, and the more advances he makes in science, the less he knows and the more he removes himself from the truth. Heed now my word, for soon all that I taught you will be gradually withdrawn stage by stage from my churches on earth. The word will be taken away from you, but I will never desert you, for I will always remain with you, guiding you, teaching you, and filling you with my love. You will always be in my heart, and it will be because of your love for me that I will be able to salvage those who are lost. You, my beloved followers, are my link to God's children, and through your prayers I will strive to unite the world. This is why you must never despair, even when all seems hopeless. Your Jesus.